This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Wednesday's vice presidential debate had sharp moments, some modest interruptions and violations of the debate clock. The candidates were separated by plexiglass out of concern for spread of the coronavirus from cases emanating from the White House. Senator Kamala Harris immediately put Vice President Pence on the defensive, calling Mr. Trump's pandemic response the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country. Mr. Pence expressed sympathy for all those affected by the pandemic and accused Harris of playing politics with people's lives. President Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday, just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. Earlier Wednesday, Mr. Trump's doctor said the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, has been symptom-free for 24 hours. However, office work goes against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, which say an individual should stay isolated for 10 days after symptom onset. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. For the sixth time in the Atlantic hurricane season, people in Louisiana are once again fleeing the state's barrier islands and sailing boats to safe harbor while emergency officials ramp up command centers and consider ordering evacuations. The storm being watched Wednesday is Hurricane Delta, the 25th named storm of the Atlantic's unprecedented hurricane season. Forecasts placed most of Louisiana within Delta's path, with the National Hurricane Center estimating landfall by Friday. More at voanews.com. This is